There was a man that had four sons, and he wanted his sons to learn not to judge things quickly. So he sent them each on a quest to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son he sent in the wintertime, the second in the springtime, the third in the early summer, and the youngest son in the fall. When they'd all gone and come back over the months, he called them back together to describe what they'd seen. The first son said that in the winter the tree was ugly, bent, twisted. The second son said, no, no, in the spring it was covered with green buds and had such promise. The third son disagreed. He said, in the early summer it was beautifully laden with blossoms that smelled so wonderful. And the last son disagreed with all of them. He said it was ripe with fruit, full of life and nourishment. The man then explained to his sons that they were all right, that each one of them had only seen one season in the life of that tree. And he told them to never judge a tree by a season. And then he told them to never judge a person by a single encounter. Our gospel today is this grab bag of sayings by Jesus. And they're hard sayings, very difficult sayings. And they come on the heels of the Beatitudes we heard last weekend. Jesus is giving us really concrete ways to live out those Beatitudes in our life, but they're not easy. For me, each time I read through that this week, there were three lines that stood out towards the end of the gospel reading. Stop judging, and you'll not be judged. Stop condemning, and you'll not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. I don't know why, every time I went through that gospel, especially that part about not judging, just stood out to me. And then when I started reading commentary, every commentary I read talked about the dangers of being judgmental. And that got me to thinking about my own life. And reflecting on how, as I get a bit older, and especially the last few years, I've become much more judgmental. I watch the evening news and I find myself yelling at the TV, you gotta be kidding me, you did that? What were you thinking? Are you stupid? And it's very bipartisan lately. And I find it starting to creep out into other areas of my life. So I said, okay, God, I get the message. I'll talk about being judgmental this weekend. And during the week, I even came across an article on the LinkedIn social networking site for careers and jobs. And it's an article entitled, How to Become a Less Biased Version of Yourself. And the psychologist that wrote that article said that judgmental behavior is based on our biases. And he said, all of us humans, we're all biased. That's how we're built. That we separate people and things into different buckets. And it's a bit of a survival instinct. We know when that grizzly bear comes at us that we have a bias to run, not pet it. He says the bad news is we can't get rid of the biases totally. But there's things we can do to reduce them and maybe reprogram them and reform them in our lives. He says, first of all, we need to embrace diversity of thought and action. We need to learn to tolerate and maybe even like people who think and act and feel differently than ourselves. So maybe to start by reading some articles or watching TV programs that present a different view on an issue than we believe. But he says we also need to engage those that have differing views than us. So maybe ask them, why do you feel that way? Why do you act that way? And then just simply listen and try to understand their viewpoint, where they're coming from. We may not believe what they believe, but they might bring up some good points to consider. He says also we need to try to put ourselves into another situation, to put ourselves in their shoes. What are their struggles in life? What is going on that may make them act and feel that way? Try to take their perspective on things. Maybe to think, what is it like to be a person of color in Minnesota? What are the struggles and obstacles that they face? What is it like to live in a country that's in such turmoil that you fear for your life and you feel the only hope you have is to leave your family and your friends and your home and to walk 2,000 miles to a new country? What is it like to be gay and to be Catholic? There's so many things we can put this to test to put ourselves in other situations, and it's really helpful. And he says, when we do that, we'll develop empathy for others. Or maybe as Jesus says in the gospel today, we'll develop love for others, even our enemies. He says we can become aware of our biases, to be very aware of how we say things and what we say. On the news, that's becoming something very relevant. What we say and how we say it is important. So we need to be aware of that. You also can go to the Harvard website, and they have some bias tests there that you can take. It's really kind of informative to point out maybe some bias you have in your life that you don't really know. He didn't say this, but I think it's important that it comes out of our gospel today, that we need to pray for others. And it's not simply a prayer, God, make them think the way I do. No. No, pray for their well-being. Pray for their relationship with God, that it improves and grows stronger. We pray for the good of others. Ash Wednesday is a week and a half away. And it struck me that this gospel today is probably one maybe we could sit with for the next week and a half, maybe reread it every day. And what is God telling us? What are the behaviors that are coming out of that reading that God would want us to change? What are the behaviors that we could fast from in our lives during Lent? Well, God made it pretty obvious to me that I need to work on fasting from being judgmental. Because when I stop judging people, I'll stop condemning people. And when I stop condemning people, it opens my heart to love and forgive people so that I can fully live the beatitudes of Jesus in my life.